Blog Talk Radio.
God bless each and every one of you.
I don't give a shit, my God, that you believe the one standing no without a shadow of doubt. You know what, Pastor, I'm back for that. Come on, Pastor, and try to pump me. Because I was pumping pride this morning when I got up, amen. Because you've been good to me all throughout the week, all throughout the month, all throughout the year. So I don't need you to come on this phone, bald-headed preacher. Telling man to tell me that I need to give God a praise. I just want to let you know, Pastor, if God could pull the roof off, a roof, my God Almighty, pull the roof off of my house, you giving God, give him a praise. If God could show you, my God, me driving in my car, I show you that I'm giving God a praise, because when praises goes up, blessings goes down. I just want to thank God for our partners and listeners all over the world. Especially you, Nigeria, just coming in by the thousands. I love you. Amen. You just keep on keeping on and keep on pressing on. But I just want to let somebody else know, not the ones, my God Almighty, already understand when praises goes up. I already understand no matter what, I'm going to give God a praise. I already understand I don't need somebody to come and tell me to come and give God a praise, because down through the year, what my mother said, what my brother said, down through the years, God been good to me. Amen. If that's you, my God Almighty, I'm going to tell you that. My, I ain't going to tell you anything. Just keep doing what you're doing. But those just need a little boost, those that need a little press, amen, I just want to encourage you and tell you, my God Almighty, when you look towards the hill, which coming your help, and your help coming from the Lord, brothers and sisters, you don't have to worry about what the situation may be. All you have to worry about what God is up to. And if you know that God is up to something, and I got a miracle, a blessing with my name on it, I'm just in the waiting season. I'm in a waiting time. I'm just in a temporary pause time. And God's finna get ready to expose it, my God Almighty, not to everybody else. They don't have to expose it to friends, families, and all that. But he's finna get ready to do it. If that's you, that's you. I'm going to go ahead and allow you to go ahead and give God a praise, because it's not about God showing it off to everybody, but he want to show it off to you. He want to show you that you blessed. He want to show you that you healed. He want to show. Y'all know how some, my God, you've been feeling good all the week. My God, you just feeling good. But then when you want to go somewhere, you went somewhere, got around some folks, you start feeling bad. Amen. Then when you get back away, then you start feeling, because my God, the healing and your miracle, sometimes it's not for everybody to know what God's doing inside of you in your life. Sometimes God want to bless you and let you celebrate with him all by yourself. And by the time others been on catch up with you, baby, you need to let them know God is moving on something else. That's all. I've been blessed like that for a couple of years. God did that last month. God did that 2 months ago. We moved on to something new. That's you.
Come on,
nor ears have not heard what God is doing for who, for you, Asia, for you, Norway, for you, Jamaica, for you, brothers and sisters, my God Almighty, that is tuning in right now, my God Almighty. I don't want you to tell nobody. I don't want you to make a great noise. I don't want you to make big noise, amen, because I want to whisper this to you. I want to whisper and let you know how blessed you are, because when you start telling folks all the resources and all the blessings you have, now you trying to figure out why they coming around you. You trying to figure out what they around you for. So I want to whisper this to you. Do you know how blessed you are? Do you know what God is doing in your life? Do you know that God, my God Almighty, got your number on speed dial? Do you know, amen, don't say it too loud. Don't say it too loud, because your neighbor might be eavesdropping. Don't say it too loud. Somebody might be walking by. Don't say it too loud. Somebody might be, my God, eavesdropping, my God, because somebody Bible declares the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And some of you, you just put your business out there too much. Just let God do what he got to do, and let God, my God, have his way. My God Almighty, I just feel like giving God a praise break this morning, a hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It matters what you know what it is. Amen. What you mean about that, Pastor? What it looks like, it probably looked like a situation that is all, it seems like it collapsing upon you. It might look like a situation that it seems like overwhelming, but I know what it is, what it is. I may not know what the outcome, but I know who God is in my life. I may not know what the situation going to bring, but I know that, my God, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for praise. If that's you, my God Almighty, I want to give you another. I tell you what, let's go ahead and give them 10. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Let folks that walk by your house and they see you giving God a glory, let them think whatever they want to think. But don't let them know what God's going to get. I feel like... I got to get ready to get out of here. I want to go. I want to go. I'm finna get ready to go because I'm telling you, my God, I can praise God all day, all throughout the night, all throughout the morning, because you know what? Once you don't found the revelation and once you understand what it really is, when I totally tell you, amen, people don't define you, but you define your situation. Your situation don't define you, you define it. It don't matter what people say about you, what they think about you, how they feel about you. Baby, brother, sister, honey, child, auntie, nim, grandma, nim, all you nim. Amen. It's a matter about what God said. My God, let them focus on you, because long as they focus on you, they can't be focused on their life. So it's no way that their life is going to increase. Don't allow your, my God, focus get focused on what somebody else focused on. You keep in focus on what God. That's a praise moment.
Oh, yo, when the praise goes, what happened?
We got to move on, God, in this broadcast. I just want to give God glory once again. Thanks of God. I'm telling you, God is good. His mercy endures forever. Because I'm telling you right now, my God, you stay focused. You stay in the place. It's like the treatment is longer than usual. But that's all right. Amen. Well, that's all right. You just keep focused. Don't get the naysayers out of your life. Get the naysayers out of your ear. And you stay focused on your life that you live in, the walk that you have with God. That's all that matter. That's all that matter. So you got a right to give God a praise. You got a right to give God a glory. You got a right to thank him. You got, I'm telling you, my God, there's so many people leaving this world. My God Almighty, you matter. It's nothing you can do about it. Ain't no sense in you living in paranoia. Ain't no sense in you, my God, living in fear. Only thing you can do is just be secure. You don't know when is your time. You don't know, my God Almighty, when is your number is called. You don't know what situation might come in your life. And this might be the last time, my God, we hear from you, you see from you, even you praising God on this earth. But one thing I can say, my God, let the life that you live speak for itself. So you can't do anything about it. So you might as well wrap yourself up in the Lord and give him a spite of praise. Amen. I'm telling you, saints of God, we just want to give God the glory, and I just give God the praise, because he is good and his mercy, my God Almighty, endures forever. I truly believe, my God Almighty, without a shadow of doubt, my God, that many of you, my God, you done been pressed to your blessing. You done been pressed to a blessed place. I truly believe, my God Almighty, that in your life, you didn't have no reason, you didn't have no choice but to be blessed. Y'all about to hear me. You didn't have no choice. Is there anybody, my God Almighty, my God, that you've been into an area that you just didn't have no choice? You didn't have no choice. Car broke down. You didn't have no choice but go and get the blessing. My God Almighty, my God, things done happen. You didn't have no choice. You've been pushed pushed out. You ain't have no choice to get another house. You ain't have no choice to get another car. You didn't have no choice, amen, to walk into some blessing. And some of you, God had to take you from a place to where you had a choice to where you just didn't have no choice. My God, what do you mean by that, Pastor? You're ready to choose something that is going to be a blessing to you and your family other than something that's going to be hard times and hardship. So in other words, you just didn't have no choice. That decision, my God, is no decision. It's no option. But the only option is to look towards the hill, which cometh my help, and my help cometh from the Lord. Amen. I give God the glory, and we're just going to continue to give him the praise. Listen, let's go ahead on and bring on our very beautiful mother of the hour. Just go ahead and give us this nice standing ovation. Welcome to Southern Pride, Peace, Cobbling, Collard Green. All that, y'all know what I mean. My God, our very own Mother Helen. God bless you, Mother Helen.
God bless you, Apostle. Good morning, everyone, under the sound of my voice. On behalf of Apostle Pastor Temple Spencer, Queen of the House, our leading lady, Lakeisha Spencer, the entire ADM family, we welcome our international visitors, United States of America, local visitors. We just welcome you. As I always say, sit back, relax, fasten your spiritual seatbelts, and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. And again, I say you are so very welcome. God bless you, Apostle.
God bless your mother. We always give her glory, my God, and thank God for her giving us the welcome. Saints of God, I just want to just take the time and just say, my God, your life is blessed. Let me tell you something. My God, because some of you, my God, is going through some hard times and hard situations. Hard times doesn't define you. Is you going to be blessed or not? I want to let you know that, amen. It's only you define that situation of how blessed you are. We all going to go through hard times. We all going to go through hardship. The Bible even prophesies, my God, in the last days, it's going to get greater. It's going to get greater with the plagues. It's going to get greater with different things. You got to believe that once we don't conquer this, my God, it's going to be something else that is going to manifest, amen, till we leave out this world. I want to let somebody know, to let you know, amen, that this world is not yours. This world is not your home. It's a temporary place that we all passing through. But the time frame that we're going to be here, everyone has their own individual time frame, amen, that you're going to be here in this world. You're going to be here in this life. So the thing that I always try to share with people, amen, make best of where you're at right now, amen. Go ahead and fulfill every dream, fulfill every promise. Don't let the naysayers to discourage you for you achieving your goal. You only got one life to live, so you might as well live your best life, amen. I want to tell somebody, live your best life. Get these naysayers and these titles on your ears, out of your ears, to smother, my God, what God needs. God is trying to do with you in your life, amen. Go ahead and live out your dream. There's so many people, my God, probably will never see the purpose of their life manifest. But I want to let you know, my God, you have an opportunity right now. While breath is coming out of you, blood is running warm in your vein, amen, to achieve greatness in your life. Don't let it slip by, my God, on problems, on issues, who you don't like, who talking about you, who stabbing you in your back, who lying on you. So what? They don't pay your bills. They don't, my God, they don't determine if your life or not. Don't allow the diabolical, my God, opinions to affect your life. With that being said, let's go ahead and bring it on our evangelist, on evangelist. Take us in prayer. God bless you, evangelist.
God bless you. God bless you, everybody that's under the sound of my voice this morning. As we go before the throne room, I ask you to just clear your subconscious and your conscious and allow God to have his way on this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you this morning, Father God, with a repentant heart, Father God, asking you, Lord, to renew our mind, Father God, creating us a clean heart, Father God, so we may receive the word of God that's coming forth, Father God, with no obstacles. obstacles in the way, Father God. No hindrance, Father God, but a clean slate, Lord Jesus. Knowing that the word, Father God, will touch someone this morning, Father God. Knowing, Father God, that there are some, Lord Jesus, that are in a place of stagnation, Father God. There are some, Lord Jesus, that are in a place of that needs deliverance, Father God. There are some, Father, that need healing, Father God. There are some, Father God, that simply needs you all in their lives, all up in every well, Father God, in their lives, Father God. On today, Lord, we say to you, we need you, Father God. We say to you, Father God, not just we need you, Father God, we want you, Father God. We want you to be a part of our lives, Father God. On today, Lord Jesus, not tomorrow, Father, we surrender our all to you, Father God. We surrender everything to you, Father God, and make you, Lord Jesus, the high, the priority of our lives, Father God, because we know, Lord Jesus, that you are I am, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be associated with you, Father God, the I am, the creator, Father God, the deliverer, Father God, the healer, Father God, the overcomer, the way maker, Father God, the master builder, Father God, the architect, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that we are on one accord right now, Lord, in your presence, Father God, seeking ye first, Father God, the kingdom, Lord Jesus. Seeking ye first, Father God, in our situations, Father God. Knowing, Father God, if we just hold on, Lord, to your unchanging hand, Father God, that you, Father, will not leave us, neither will you forsake us, Father, but you will continue, Lord Jesus, to carry us through, Father, whatever our storm is, Father God, whatever our situation is, Father, we will keep our eyes on you today, Lord Jesus. There will be no distractions, Father God. There will be no wavering, Father God. We are anchored, Lord Jesus. We are anchored on today, Father God, with no, Father God, apologies, Father God. We are here, Father God, to live holiness, Father God. We are here, Father God, to call on your name, Father God. We are here, Father God, to depend on you, Father God. We are here, Father God, to strip away anything that's not of you, Father God. We are here, Father God, telling you not to pass us by on today, Father God, but to handle any situation, Lord, that's too big for us, Father God. We are here today, Lord, asking you to mend the brokenhearted, Father God, to heal the brokenhearted, Father God. We are here today, Lord Jesus, to make sure, Father, that each and every person, Father, is standing, Lord Jesus. There's no more sleeping. There's no more slumbering, Father God. But we stand up, Father God, in the presence of you, Father God, knowing, Lord Jesus, who you are, Father God, knowing, Lord Jesus, who we are in you, Father God, knowing, Lord Jesus, that you will see us through, Father God. So, Lord, I ask you right now, Father God, to touch each and every person, Father God. Doesn't matter where they're at geographically, Lord Jesus, but knowing, Father God, we're right here. We're right here in your presence, Father God, as we receive a rhema word for you, God, a word, Father God, that's going to cause a shifting, Lord Jesus. We have an expectation, Lord Jesus, that something new is going to happen on today, Lord, and we just thank you, Father God, for your mercy and your grace, Father God, for allowing us to be here on this day, Father, a day that we'll never see again, Father, but it could be a day, Lord Jesus, that we receive our miracle, Father God, that we stand in an area of anticipation and expectation, Father God, that something great is going to happen on today, Father. Those that are not ready, Father, in this quick second, Father, quicken them, Lord. Put them in a place of preparation, Father, because one thing I know, Lord, that you're moving, Father. You're moving suddenly, Father, and you're taking those, Father, that have answered the call, Lord, but you're still seeking high and low, Father God. You're still seeking, Lord, all across your land, Lord, for those that may be in the shadows, Lord. You're calling them forth, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. You're building your army right now, Father God. And as we're on this phone, Lord, I ask you today, Lord, to select those. those, Father God, that's ready to go forth, Father God, into the kingdom, Father God, as we continue to build, Father, as it is in heaven and on earth, Father God. So, Lord, I just ask you, Father, to touch the speaker, Father God. Blow a fresh anointing, Father God. Break all yokes, Father God. Clear the pathway, Father. You're calling on your people, Lord Jesus. Let an awakening take place today, Father. A deliverance take place today, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We need you, Father. We need you like none before, Father God. In Jesus' name, we send this prayer to you, Lord, knowing, Father, that you will not pass us by, that it will be answered in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Amen.
Come on,
hallelujah.
Somebody, just worship him. Come on, somebody, just take a few minutes right there in the midst of your living room in your situation. Just worship him. Just give him thanks. Amen. It's nothing else pertaining to your life and your situation when you done did all you could do. And when you done did all, my God, physically that you could do. It's nothing else you could do. So the best thing you could do, you got one or two options. You can either give him a praise or give him worship. Some of you just need to take a few minutes and just thank him. Just thank him for being a merciful God. Thank him for being a God of a second chance. In some of our cases, it's third or fourth chances. But nevertheless, amen, you just want to just take a few minutes and just give him the glory. I know many of your situations may not be the where you want it to be, but I just want to let you know it could be a whole lot worse than what it is. So you just thank God for what you have. The Bible put it as this, despise not small beginnings. My God Almighty, because God gonna make you ruler of much. If that's you, amen, you just need to just thank him and just worship him. Just give him the glory and just give him the glory. I know that certain situations you do not understand. Now, all of us, my God, if anybody tell you, no matter if they're a man or woman of God, regardless of their title, if they could tell you that they understand everything that God is doing or everything that God does, my God Almighty, you better check that and look that with a red eye, amen, with something. Because there's no one here on this earth to tell you that they fully understand the things that God do and the reason why he does it. Only thing I understand that he does and God. And it's the reason for everything. And I want to let you know something. At the end of the day, you just keep your walk strong with him. I just want to thank him, and we just want to give God the glory, and I want to give him the praise because he is worthy to be praised. Amen? He is worthy to be glorified. Listen, I know, my God Almighty, that in this day's time, especially with this pandemic, how, my God, it is intensifying. But I want to let someone know, amen, let me turn the music off for a second because I just want to speak to you all before we move on, amen. I know that things is intensifying. Even with this pandemic, many of you are very on the break of nerves and trying to figure out what God is saying and what God is doing. Amen. Remember at the beginning of the year, God began to prophesy to us as a ministry and as the body of Christ. And it says before it get better, it's going to get worse. One thing about God, once he done spoke and put things out, he don't need to keep repeating himself. We as people, as individual, amen, we have to remember that we have to write the word of God on the table of our hearts, write the different things that God says in our life. And once it comes to pass, that's when God move on to something else. But if it have not come to pass, we don't change our routine. We don't change the things that we need to be doing. Because what we call that dropping and lowering our guards. We don't want to do that. So remember this, when God done spoke to you in your life, he done gave you specific instructions. He done told you things to what to do. Always remember, number one, he doesn't move on to something new until the first word come back, first word get manifest or it comes to pass. The Bible put it as this. My God Almighty, his word will not come back to him void. His word going to come out and accomplish and do what it says is going to do. Amen? It's not going to come back incomplete. So his word is not going to come back incomplete in your life. So if he told you that you are blessed, amen, and you still seeing a whole bunch of other stuff. One thing about our human minds, we begin to try to define different things and try to make peace and better, amen, to where we begin to minimize and cripple, amen, the things that God is trying to do in our life. I love to put it like this, call it like it is. Honesty is honesty. Because at the end of the day, you're not speaking nothing bad over your life. You're just dealing with the reality of what things are in your life. So at the end of the day, I know you're blessed. But if your bank account is showing zero, you don't have to speak. You don't have to keep using denial or different things and try to use different methods, amen, to say your bank account is zero. I'm not speaking poverty over my life, but I'm giving the facts to God. This is where it's at right now. This is where things are in my life. And when you begin to be truthful and be honest about your situation and get out of this other stuff, how people begin to put different things, amen, truth is truth. Honesty is honesty. I'm not speaking over my life, amen. I'm just telling what the facts are. And that's the things that God does in the spirit realm. He begins to instruct us. He begins to give us instruction like he gave us instruction at the beginning of the year. Why he need to give and come back on the scene to give you fresh instructions, new instructions, because we still in the same old instructions before it manifests. We got to let the manifest of things of God complete itself before God give us a new direction. Amen. Understand that. So some of you need to hit the reset button and go back to the beginning of what God says and what he says to do. And that's why it's good to be students of the word and begin to write things down, begin to record. That way you could go back and listen and get the instructions and the blueprints from God. Understand that with your life as well. Do not get discouraged. Because you might be in this situation for a long time. You might be in the situation, my God, for quite a long time. It don't look like you're coming out. Do not be discouraged. But if God's word said it, it's not going to go back to heaven void. It's going to complete what it says it's going to do. I want to speak to somebody, my God, this morning, no matter where you at in this world. It's going to complete what it says it's going to do. It's going to finish what it says it's going to do. It's not about what now is defining the word. The word of God is going to define what it is right now. It's going to complete what it says it's going to do. That was just a little nugget off the pastor desk, amen, that I just want to share with someone and share with the peoples of God. It doesn't matter where you at, amen. We're still going to give God the glory and give God the praise. And I just want to thank him and lift him up, amen. And I want you all to continue to do the same. Don't let nothing to trap or put your praise in hostage, amen. You just want to continue to give God a worship and continue to give him a praise. And remember this, if something new ain't manifesting in your life, go back and think of the last instruction and last thing that God told you, amen, and what he shared, and make sure that came to pass. And don't try to put these interpretations and all that is in there, amen, as God said it, amen. Yeah, God say he's going to bless my finances, amen. It might not be, but I got $2. No, God say, God, you're going to bless my finances and it'll pay my bills. You know, we got to be specific, and we have to be specific with what we say and stop minimizing, amen, what we have to the word of God, and we just be straightforward and persistent, amen, to what we say and what we do. I just thank God for each and every one of you this morning. God is good, and his mercy endures forever, amen. I know our very own Bishop Davis is going to stop by this morning to share a couple of words with us. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, my son. How are you in ADM? How's everybody out there under the sound of my voice? I just stopped by to just share with you just for a fleeting few moments, Apostle to ADM and all of the people that's listening around the country. I just want to say we begin to look at the number system. That this month is an eighth month, and this is the eighth day. And we always saying that I'm going to start a new beginning, and we never start a new beginning. And we begin to look at the number ways and the way the numbers are, and we say we are going to start new. God wants you to start something new. But I want to stop by here to tell you today, it is already new. God is doing a new thing. Do you not know? We just have to know who God is. And I want to talk to us for a fleeting few moments about who God is. You know, we and David, the son of David, as I've been studying a couple of weeks for my personal thought and my personal life here. This psalm has just jumped out at me for the first 7 days of this month. And Psalms 27 says, the Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though the host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. My sisters and brothers all over the airways and ATM, we have to have confidence in who God is. And it says in verse 4, one thing I have desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in his house, in the house of the Lord, all the days of my life. Not just some of the days, not just few of the days, but all of the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Verse 5 of King James says, for in the time of trouble, he shall not hide, he shall hide me in his provision. In the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, for Jesus is our rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. In this 8th month, the Lord wants us to have joy. I will sing praise unto his name. The Lord wants me to tell us that he is everything that we need. But we have to have confidence in who he is to us. It is a personal relationship that God wants us to have with him, no matter what people say about you, no matter what people have said, is said, and going to say about you. You have to tell yourself and have confidence in the Lord yourself, who the Lord said, what the Lord said about you, who I am in him, who he is in him, who they are in him, all should line up to be with him. I want to tell us that David here in the book of Psalms, David is a man was slated after God's own heart. David was anointed to be king at an early age, but yet it was not yet David's time to take the throne. And David went through some things in life, but David had confidence in who he believed in. David was trained in the field tending to his father's sheep. David was betrayed by his brothers. David was betrayed by a king himself. So there are people Amen. In your life that is going to betray you, but don't worry about that as long as you know who God is in your life. We always, when we get in a little jam, we say, I got to start over again. The only thing that you and I have to do is to start back over with only your first love. When you know that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior and Jesus Christ is your first love, then that is your new beginning. That is the point of starting over again. That is your confidence that he will save you. I want to tell you about Peter. Peter was in a boat and there was a storm out there at night, and then Jesus came walking toward them. The disciples in the boat saw them and they were so afraid and they thought that Jesus was a ghost. And Jesus told them, don't be afraid, it is I. And then Peter said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. And Jesus just simply said, come. Matthew said, come unto me all who are laden and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. There are some of us that have been going through life struggles, ups and downs, and trials and tribulations, and trying to seek the new beginning that we already have from the beginning. Only thing we need to do is keep our eyes on Jesus, keep our mind focused on Jesus, and know that Jesus is our Lord, and know that Jesus is our shepherd. Jesus is all the things that we need. Jesus is our rock. Jesus is our deliverer. Jesus is our strength. He is a buckle that we need to hold thing together, and he is the horn of all of our salvation. Jesus Christ is our high tower. We don't need to look to the left or to the right. Only thing that we need to do is look to the hill from which cometh our help. When Peter took his eye off Jesus, the Bible said he began to sink, but he had enough confidence in who he had told him to come in the beginning to just say, save me. And Jesus immediately reached down and picked him up. No matter what you have done in life, no matter what you are doing in life, only thing you have to have a confidence in the same Jesus that did it for you the first time, he is the same Jesus that will do it for you again. Just call on that great name. Say, Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Jesus, my master. Jesus, my deliverer. And Jesus, my rock. And he will reach down and pick you up. And not only will he pick you up, he will carry you back into the ark of safety. He carried Peter, walked with Peter back into that boat. Sometimes we leave, but when we come back, we bring Jesus back with him. Sometimes we fall, but Jesus reached down and picked us up. Sometimes we go astray, but he'll lead us back through the path of righteousness for his name's sake. The Lord is everything that we need. The Lord is our way maker. The Lord is our lily of the valley. The Lord is our bright and morning star. So I stop by to tell us that the Lord is everything that you need in this 8 month, on this 8th day of 2021. Pandemic was, pandemic is, and it is to come, but yet know Jesus is your yesterday, today, and Jesus is your forevermore. So whatever you encountered, whatever you endured, whatever covenant you lost in, get it back. Go back to Jesus. Turn everything over to him. Don't give him just some things. Turn everything over to him. You see, because in my text, in Psalms 27, we see that David affirmed the Lord as the source of his confidence. When we know that the Lord is the source of our confidence, when we should have nothing to worry about, when we establish as the Lord is our source, as our finance, we should have nothing to worry about. When we establish the source that the Lord and have confidence that the Lord is our healer, we should not anything to worry about. When we are sick, when we have confidence in Jesus and God is the source of our healing, we should have nothing to worry about. So my sisters and my brother, I want you to reach way down in your spirit, man, and pull up the Jesus that is dwelling on the inside of you, because he is your light. God illuminates the darkness that surrounded David. The same God that illuminates the light, the darkness that surrounded David, whatever dark place you may be in, whatever dark place I may be in, when we call on Jesus, who is the light of the world, he will illuminate his anointing in the dark areas. He will illuminate his light in our deep, dark places. He will shine brightly inside of us that will illuminate on the outside of us when we have confidence that he is the source of everything that we need. And also, not only he is our source, he is our light, he is our salvation. David said that he is my salvation. God delivered David physically and spiritually in all of his adversity that he faced. I want you to hear me good. Not only do God deliver you physically, he will deliver you spiritually from any adversary, any demonicness, anything that you are going through right now. God is your deliverer. And when he delivers you, he will pick you up, and he will turn you around. He will put your feet on solid ground. When God delivers you, it don't deliver you like man deliver you. He starts from the inside. David said, created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit there in me. I want to tell you, David went through some stuff, but David came out. David did some things, but David asked for forgiveness. We have to, as a church, as a body of Christ, we have to begin to repent unto the Lord. And David said,
that's right,
in verse 4, he said, one thing that I desire of the Lord, and I will seek after, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. You see, we can't dwell in the house of the Lord just on Sunday when we come into church. We can't dwell in the house of the Lord on Bible study, Sunday school, or any time we are having teacher or leadership training. We have to dwell in the house of the Lord every day of our life. Therefore, it should become a lifestyle for you and a lifestyle for me to live with the Lord. David said, I have asked one thing from the Lord, to dwell in the house,
right,
of the Lord all the days of my life. David's passionate pursuit, intimate fellowship with God as he worshiped him in the tabernacle. We have to enter into a place of worship with God. We have to enter, worship is a form of intimacy with God. When we finish praising him, we have to then worship him. For the Bible declares in John 4:4 that he that worship me must worship,
yes,
me in spirit and in truth. So if you have to shift from a place of praise unto a place of worship, which is a sign of humbleness and humility. Sometimes we go through some things and we become hard. We go through some things and we become solid as a rock. We go through some things and our heart become hardened, and we don't break it through the Holy Ghost and enter into the praise of worship. If we keep beating the ground get hard. But if we prostrate, if we come to a place of prostrating before the Lord, if we come to a place of getting naked before the Lord and going deep down in us in front of God, then we can worship him, then truth will show up. When we lay down and worship him, then the truth will inhabit every situation that you are going through. It was his pursuit of God that boasted his confidence in him. When you can lay down naked and depend on nobody but God to get you out of whatever you are going through, now you are showing God that you trust him. You are showing God that you believe him. You are showing God that he is your way maker. You are showing God that you are in his presence while he is in your presence. You are showing God how you reverence him. When you can prostrate before him and just lay there and allow him to do what he needs to do for you. God said to us, we don't need a new beginning. We need just restore our relationship with him. God said we don't need to backtrack. We just need to continue to move in him, and he would, the spirits of both divine coverage and exaltation. When is the last time you exalted the Lord for things that he has already done for you? When is the last time you thank God for being gracious to you already? When is the last time that you begin to seek his face and lay before him on your face to ask for forgiveness for all the wrong that you have done, not only to yourself, but to other people? I want to tell you that David appealed to God to be gracious, and he heard his call. When we find God gracious, he will hear us. He wants nothing more than to seek his face. He wants us to pursue his presence in order to experience his favor. How do you know that you have the favor of God if you not have experienced the worship of God? When you are worshiping in God, you are able to see his favor close up, and you will know that you are in his presence. David knew that God is the only one that could truly, he could not do without. If everyone else abandoned him, he knew that he needed God. Even if your father and mother forsake you, he knew that he needed God. He would not be left void of care, because God will fill the gap. No matter who left you, God is your filler. No matter who betrayed you, God is your restorer. The Lord is your perfect God. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your satisfaction. The Lord is your director. The Lord is your helper. The Lord is your supplier. The Lord is your peace. The Lord is your restoration. The Lord is your holiness. The Lord is your protector. The Lord is your defender. The Lord is your provider. The Lord is your compassionate. The Lord is your benevolent. When David went through what he went through, when David was locked in a cage, hide in a cage from being pursued to be killed, he knew that the Lord is the light of his life. He knew that the Lord was his salvation, and he didn't have to be afraid. He knew that the Lord was his strength of his life, and he did not have to fear. David knew the Lord is the fighter of his enemy. He knew that if he stumbled and fell, that the Lord will pick him up. David had confidence in the Lord. Do you have confidence in the Lord? Do you have confidence in the Lord that you serve, that you say is your Lord and Savior? You may be on your bed sick today, but just know the Lord is your healer. You may be trying to figure out how your bill is going to get paid. Just know that the Lord is your way maker. You may try to figure out what food is going to be on your table. Just know that the Lord is the bread of life. You may be trying to figure out why your children are acting the way they acting. Just know that as far as you and your house, when you begin to serve the Lord, he will take care of your children. I want to tell you, Jesus Christ on Calvary, care of you, and he took care of me. They did not take his life like we allow people to do. We allow people to snatch away our hope. We allow people to snatch away our joy in negative conversation. We allow people to take away our peace because of gospel. But I want to tell you, when Jesus Christ died on Calvary, he said,
that's
Father,
right,
forgive them, for they know not what they do. He said, Father, don't worry about what they saying, because you know why you sent me here. You sent me for their sins to come, and their sins a past, present, and the future. So when he hung his head and died, early that Sunday morning, he got up so we can get up. He laid down so we can rest. But early that Sunday morning, the story didn't stop there. Jesus got up with all power. Use your power of confidence and know that the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. And know that the Lord is the joy and the strength of your life, and you must have confidence in him. Don't lose your confidence. Don't lose your trust. Don't lose your fellowship with him. And know that the Lord thy God is gracious. Lift up your head, all ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. So lift up your head, my sisters and brothers, and be ye lifted up,
right,
you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is he? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. We must have confidence like David had. We must have peace like David soon received. We must know that God will deliver us physically and spiritually. We must know that he is gracious. We must hear his call when we seek after him. One thing that I have desire of him, that I may seek his face, that I may dwell in his house all the days. I don't want to dwell just some of the days. We all have fallen short of the glory, but I want to tell you today that Jesus Christ is our deliverer. Jesus Christ is our healer. Jesus Christ is our way, is our beginning, and it is our first love. So today on 8 and 8, just know that your beginning, but in him. Because he said he, before the foundation of the world, he already had predestined you, and he had already predestined me for what is to come. in our life. There may be somebody out there to hear my voice that have lost confidence,
yes,
that have lost trust in people. There may be,
yes,
somebody out there who have lost confidence even in the, to themselves. I want to encourage you to rise up in your confidence in Jesus Christ, and your enemy will be scattered. I want to let you know that those who have lost hope and is thinking about suicidal or running away from home, just know that God is your peacemaker. You may have lost some confidence in leaders, but I just want to let you know today that God deals with us just like he deals with you. Continue to pray. Continue to seek his face. And know that the joy of the Lord is all of our strength. I feel the Holy Ghost, Apostle, saying that somebody have lost confidence.
Yes.
That we need to pray that confidence in Christ be restored first. And then he will begin to show us that people confidence can be restored as well. I don't know,
yes,
who it is right now that I'm talking to, but there's somebody who is in a dark place in their life. And they got in that dark place because they lost confidence in a loved one. And the separation of that allowed them to go into a dark place, and they don't trust anymore. But I want to tell you today that put your trust back in Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, and he will tell you who he is in your life. And he will tell you what it is that you need to do with him and through him for your life. I have not seen, ear have not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has in store for you, my sister and my brother. But you have to know and get confidence in him. Whoever it is, Apostle, if you will allow for a fleeting few moments for them to come,
yes,
and let us pray for them, because we don't want them to lose confidence in him. We can lose confidence in man. But when we in a place that where we lose confidence in God, then we are going into a dark place like David was in. But David knew that the God that he served was the light of his world. And I want to let them know today that whatever dark place they're in, that they have lost confidence and even hope. I hear your Holy Ghost. And the hope, I want to let you know that the Lord is your deliverer. I heard in prayer when the evangelist said there's a time of deliverance. Right now, deliverance comes in different form. I feel a deliverance of repentance in all of our lives right now. So if you would come, if you want to come, come and let us pray. Come and let us pray that you restore your confidence in him and that you may dwell in his house. And then he would dwell in your house forevermore. Would that be one, Apostle? Back to you. God bless you.
Amen. Listen, saints of God, please go ahead and press 1 on your phone. Some of you probably just prayer. Amen. Just prayer and encouragement. You get going on. Why the anointing is here? You don't want to miss it. Amen. So you need to just go ahead and press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're going to call out. Ask for digits of your phone number, and you might hear a beep or you might not, but your phone will be on. So please log on, my God, right now. Amen. Why God is speaking and trying to help many of you. Never be about giving God or giving God what is needed. Amen. And you stepping up to the plate and say, hey, it is I. It is I. It is a time now where many people need prayer. It is a time now where many people need help. Amen. So please, my God, don't be left out. We're going to go ahead and answer a couple of phone lines. Amen. Then once we run out, we're going to move on. Amen. But never be in a place to where God can't pray for you. Amen. Caller, you're on the air, 6131. God bless you.
Yes. It's me. I need prayer.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray now for strength. I pray now for healing. I pray now that the dark place of the mind, that you will illuminate some light in those areas. I pray that she don't lose confidence in you. I pray that she operate in her faith and her relationship personally with you, God. Touch her right now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Touch her mind right now, that it don't be wayward. How about my shit? Go about emotion. Touch her ears, Lord, that she don't intake everything that has been said in the atmosphere as personal. But, Lord, I pray that you give her a spirit of discernment so that she may receive her healing that you have in store for her. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Go back to the next caller. God bless you. Call us 6081. You're on the air. God bless you. If your phone is on mute, please take your phone off of mute. Amen. Bless you. Amen. God bless you. 6081, last four digits of your phone number. You're on the air. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. We're going to go to the next caller. God bless you. 8086. God bless you. You on?
Yes, that would be me. That is I need prayer.
Amen.
God bless you. Woman of God, that Lord said, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord input not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no God. I pray right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that whatever you are battling with in your spirit, that the Lord will take care of. I pray right now that whatever mind-boggling mindset you are in right now, whatever you are struggling with right now in your spirit, man, that the Lord will take care of it. Just as he protected David, he will protect you. Just as he delivered David, he will deliver that from you. Whose report, I hear you, Holy Ghost, whose report will you believe? Will you believe that of God, or will you believe that from man? Now, Lord, I pray right now that she believe every word that you have said that is going to manifest in her life. I pray right now for manifestation of your word in her life. I pray that she is delivered from people. I pray that she is delivered from gossip. I pray right now that her healing will take form when she lines up with you. Touch your home right now. Cover every inch of it, that it may be purified, that it can be glorified. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless
you. Amen. God bless you, caller. Amen. We're going to go to the next caller. God bless you. 3023. God bless you. You're on the air.
Hi, Pastor.
God bless you.
Sister Felicia, I just need prayer.
Father God, whatever she is in need of, whatever it is that she's struggling with, whatever it is that she's battling with, touch now. Let her know that you is her rock. Let her know that you is her deliverer. Let her know that you are her strength and that you are her buckler. Remove right now every hindering voice. Remove right now every hindering spirit that's been sent from her to her and through her. That you remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Go before her and make her crooked path straight, and let her know that you are still her confidant. You are still the lover of her life. You are still the one that she can depend on when she can't depend on nobody else. Get a prayer life and continue to develop your prayer life that you may be strengthened with him. In the name of Jesus, touch her mind right now, by Sunday. Touch her mind right now, Lord, and transform it into her heart that you will be glorified in her victory. You are victorious, my daughter. You are not a victim. You are victorious in every area of your life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. 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 My God. My God.
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
My God. My God.
0442, you're on the air. God bless you.
My God.
God bless
my God,
you.
My God, bless you.
0442, God bless you on.
Good morning. Good morning, Apostle. Good morning, Bishop. I'm asking for prayer for myself and my family.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, you've heard your daughter's request for self. You heard your daughter's request for family. Lord, that is unified. Lord, I pray right now that whatever it is that she needs, whatever self-confidence, a lack of self-confidence that she has, that you take it away and give her confidence in you. Whatever the family is in need of, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you meet that need, manifestation of your word to her, for her personal life, and to her for her family life. God, move on their behalf. Go and provide for her. Lord, you have given her instructions before, and she did not follow. But I pray right now that this time, like you did for Jonah, that when it is spewed out personal and when it is spewed out for the family, that the instruction that was given in the beginning now will be used, will be utilized for the greater good. God, I pray now for restoration of personal self. I pray restoration for her family. This time, I hear the Lord saying, this time, daughter, the instruction that is given unto you, you follow them to the T. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Ah, glory. Glory.
Amen. Amen. Glory. Amen. God bless you, caller. 7920, you are on.
Yes. I would like prayer for myself.
My God, my God. Father God, I pray right now that your daughter will bless you at all times. And I pray right now, Lord, that praise that's on the inside of her will continue to come out of her mouth. Lord, I pray now that she will boast in you of what you have already done in her life. God, I pray now that you let her know that you are the same God that brought her out before, is the same God that will do it for you now. I'm hearing that because you're because of wavering in the spirit, you are struggling. Because of waywardness of the spirit, because of conversation, because of the wayward in the spirit of gossip, because of wayward in the spirit, you are not following God's instructions. I pray now that you follow his instruction. I pray now that he touch your body to let you know that he still is with you. I pray now that he touch your mind and let you know that he's still talking with you. Put your trust in him. Put your trust in what you are hearing him say to you. And he will provide everything that you have been praying for in your life. Touch now. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Glory.
Amen. Amen. Listen, we just want to thank God, Bishop. There's no more callers, and we just want to thank God for you all just tuning in and you all being blessed. One of the things that stood out to me that Bishop said, amen, to where many of you, you don't need a new beginning. You just need a reset. It's just like old furniture, amen. Sometimes the leather or sometimes the fabric in the furniture get worn out. They don't throw the whole chair away because why? The chair is valuable. But they'll get it re-upholstered, amen. They'll get it re-upholstered. They re-upholst on the chair. They get new fabric. They'll get new cushions. Amen. To where the chair looks brand new, but the chair is still an old chair. It's still the same old furniture. It just needed to be redone. Many of you, your life needs to be redone. You still who you are, and you still who God made you. You still great, but certain things is in your life needs to be redone. And many of you, that's what you are suffering for. You are suffering for because God to redo things in your life and redo some new, some old furniture, some old things to make it new, but we still like the holes in the chair. We still like the worn out furniture. We still, and God said, I just want to do some reupholstering on your furniture. I want to do some reupholstering on your life. Amen. And certain things, it's not going to feel good, certain decisions, but you're going to have to accept it the way it is. You got to accept that furniture is worn out now. You got to accept that it's just torn and rips all in it. And you got to accept the fact if you want something else, and even though the furniture is valuable, but it needs to be reupholstered. It needs to be redone. Amen. So you might not need a new beginning. You probably just need to have a reset in your mind, reset in your decisions. Different things, reset in your connections or even your perspective, how you look at things. Amen. You just probably need a reset. I want to challenge many of you, amen, to get that reposting and let God redo some things in your life. And many of you, you're going to find out that it wasn't that bad that we thought it was. It wasn't that bad. God was just trying to deliver us, as Bishop was sharing. And some deliverance is not about spirits. It's about getting delivered from one realm to the next. It's not about a demon. It's not about your sinful sins or weakness that you have. Sometimes God delivers you from one place or one realm to the next. It's like a baby. A baby that came into this world. They was in the world. They was in one place, or we could say one realm. That's in the mother's that's inside of the mother that they was inside of the mother as they grow. Then when it's time for being delivered into this world, they left the place where they at, and they came into a new place. They just got delivered from one to the next. Some of you, God is going to deliver you from one place of your life to another chapter, to the new place into your life. Amen? So understand that. And some of you already delivered to the new chapter, but this chapter, it calls on new learning. It calls on new way how to go about different things. It calls on new attack. Some things it calls on not for me to much, not for me to as much. Some things it calls from new direction. Hold people accountable into another way or to a stronger way, but it calls on new. You know the chapter. Read your chapter. Understand your chapter. And just accept the place where it's at, because it's going to make your life a whole lot better. Listen, I'm going to be on all this week teaching about the Holy Ghost. I'm going to be breaking it down so plain, so simple. You don't want to miss no time in the 7 a.m. broadcast. And also, I'm going to come on Monday evening at 8 p.m. You don't want to miss it. I'm going to break it down in so many different ways. And Bible reference is going to blow your mind, and you're really going to have some understanding about you and also about people. And hopefully you can accept people, you can accept life, and you can accept yourself more better and be able to listen to the Holy Ghost and be able to let it lead and guide you. It's going to be a blessing, amen. So I want you to tune in back on this broadcast, 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, amen. And I'm going to be on with Evangelist and also Minister Shaquita, amen. And also Monday, tomorrow, at 8 p.m. and really going to be breaking it down. ADM family, I want you on, amen, for you can really understand this is part of our moving forward, for you can really understand how the Holy Ghost work and understand people who has Holy Ghost, amen. Bishop, you have any final words before we move on and call him peace, amen, and we love our partners and listeners.
No, I'm good. God bless each and every one of you. Just know the Lord is everything that you need. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. God bless you all for ADM, Apostle Tripper and Lakeisha Spencer, and very own Bishop Michael Davis. We thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in. God bless all of you.